The primaries are taking place in districts currently held by Republicans, with the Democrat in each race facing a single GOP-backed protest candidate. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says turnout is difficult to predict.
Here, the outcome isn't going to determine who holds the office. It's going to determine who goes on in all but one of those races. But it is something that the feelings are very strong, and so people, that's when they tend to vote, is when they have strong views.
Next Tuesday, there will be primaries in two races challenging Democratic senators and a general election in the 30th Senate District. While the new voter ID law does not take full effect until next year, Kennedy says there are some changes to be aware of.
They will be asked to state their name and their address. They'll be asked to show picture ID, and if they don't have that picture ID, they'll be given an informational handout. They'll also be asked, before they get their ballot, to sign the voter list. And this is a new requirement that was added as part of the photo ID law.
You can vote without an ID, but Kennedy says signing the poll book is not optional.
This is a requirement. It's the same thing as giving your name. An address. The statute is very clear. If you don't sign it, or if you refuse to give your name and address, you don't get a ballot.
Kennedy says the signature will help reduce clerical errors and provide forensic evidence if a person tries to vote for someone else. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.